Well, the Japanese people do celebrate Christmas as one of annual festivities, like in South Sudan. Mm-hmm. Kids expect gifts from Santa Claus, or parents as a matter of fact, in the morning of the Christmas day. And many young couples go out for dinner at fancy restaurants on Christmas Eve, some for making a proposal of marriage. It is also a time of shopping spree, a great business opportunity for many.
That seems to be just like how we celebrate it here in South Sudan.
Indeed. So
that's good.
Quite similar.
Yes. Now, what for you have been the key highlight of the year 2016 as the Japanese top diplomat in the Republic of South Sudan?
Well, I have really enjoyed working in South Sudan this year, always warmly received by the people. Among many events, the biggest one was the July incident in Juba, working nonstop for several days to ensure safety of Japanese nationals was a big challenge for me. I greatly appreciate all the support extended to us during that difficult time. Well, in addition, I received many visitors from Japan this year, including the Defense Minister, the Prime Minister's Special Advisor, and the Prime Minister's Special Envoy this month. I also had serious face-to-face discussion with the South Sudanese leadership to promote their cooperation with our MIS, among others. So these high-level meetings were indeed all rewarding.
That's good, Honorable Ambassador. Now, what are those memorable moments that will remain stuck with you?
Well, the one memorable moments was to attend the first graduation event for 20 UNITA Hiroshima fellows, and also to send off the first batch of 11 students for Africa Business Education, ABE initiative, for master's degrees in Japan. So they are all young, bright, and committed South Sudanese, and I was very impressed by their intelligence and integrity. And it was also memorable to visit the countryside of this country this year and to promote development projects such as in Terekeka, Magui, and Minkaman. Everywhere I was warmly received by so many people.
Japan describes itself as a key partner for South Sudan and has been a result in its opposition against an arms embargo which was rejected by the UN Security Council on Friday. What are the concerns for Japan regarding an arms embargo?
Well, thank you for asking this very important question. Last Friday, reported in the news, Japan abstained in the voting on the draft resolution for arms embargo and targeted sanctions. Japan is not endorsing the status quo and shares deep concern regarding the ongoing violence and serious humanitarian situation in South Sudan. Still, Japan believes that it will be counterproductive to introduce additional sanction measures at a time when the transitional government is making some positive moves, such as the decision to give consent to the full and immediate deployment of the Regional Protection Force, and the President's speech to launch an inclusive national dialogue. So what is absolutely necessary is for the government to swiftly translate these commitments into concrete actions in order to prevent large-scale violence and for it to cooperate fully with the UNMISS, so including by expediting the deployment of the Regional Protection Force. So we hope this to happen very soon so that we could continue supporting their efforts.
Yes, that's great. All right. President Salva Kiir has recently called for national dialogue.
Yes.
Any thoughts on this?
Well, Japan welcomes the President's speech to launch this national dialogue. Such an indigenous, inclusive process by South Sudanese themselves to promote national unity will most effectively address the challenges of achieving sustainable peace and prosperity in South Sudan. So prompt and inclusive actions will be the key, as so many people are still suffering and time is indeed pressing.
What support does your government plan to provide to help South Sudan address its challenges?
Yes, we have been always supporting South Sudan, but today I'm not quite prepared to announce a new commitment. But Japan is currently working on additional food assistance and also further support for the transition from humanitarian to development activities. And we also started working, as a matter of fact, on how Japan can support this newly launched national dialogue process. It was just launched.
What are the priorities of your government over the coming year, 2017?
Yes, for Japan, the priority is to support the government and the people of South Sudan to achieve peace and prosperity by themselves. In particular, Japan's strength lies in capacity and institution building to foster South Sudanese leadership and ownership. I will also work hard to help enhance security in this country and also upgrade security measures for JICA so that JICA can strengthen their support in this country this next year.
It is a festive season. What's your message to our listeners?
Yes, this is a beautiful morning, but I know that it is still a difficult time for so many South Sudanese. I feel great sympathy and solidarity with you. Still, I hope you to enjoy this festive season, and let us wish for a bright new year, and indeed for a bright future for each and every one of you.
All right, then. Thank you very much,
Honorable
Ambassador Kia Mashahiko. Once again, I'm saying arigatou gozaimasu.
Domo arigatou gozaimasu. Shukran jazilan.
Shukran jazilan.